for flying at the brook, I saw not better sport these 7 years' day. Yet by your leave, the wind was very high, and 10 to 1 old Joan had not gone out.
But what a point, my lord, your falcon made, and what a pitch she flew above the rest. To see how God in all his creatures works. Yea, man and birds are fain of climbing high.
No marvel, an it like your majesty, my lord protector's hawks do tar so well. They know their master loves to be aloft, and bears his thoughts above his falcon's pitch.
My lord, 'tis but a base, ignoble mind that mounts no higher than a bird can soar.
I thought as much. He would be above the clouds.
Aye, my lord cardinal, how think you by that? Were it not good, your grace could fly to heaven?
The treasury of everlasting joy.
Thy heaven is on earth. Thine eyes and thoughts beat on a crown, the treasure of thy heart. Pernicious protector, dangerous peer, that smoothed it so with king and commonweal.
What, cardinal, is your priesthood grown peremptory? Tantini animis coelestibus basirai? Churchmen so hot? Good uncle, hide such malice. With such holiness, can you do it?
No malice, sir. No more than well becomes so good a quarrel and so bad a peer.
As who, my lord?
Why, as you, my lord, and like your lordly lord's protectorship.
Oh, why, Suffolk, England knows thine insolence.
And thy ambition, Gloucester.
I prithee peace, good queen, and whet not on these furious peers. For blessed are the peacemakers on earth.
Let me be blessed for the peace I make against this proud protector with my sword.
Faith, holy uncle, would 'twere come to that.
Marry when thou darest.
Make up no factious numbers for the matter. In thine own person answer thy abuse.
Aye, where thou darest not peep. And if thou darest, this evening on the east side of the grove.
How now, my lord?
Believe me, cousin Gloucester, had not your man put up the fowl so suddenly, we had had more spawn. Come with thy two hands on.
True, uncle. Are ye advised? The east side of the grove.
I am with you.
Why, how now, Uncle Gloucester?
Talking of hawking. Nothing else, my lord.
Now, by God's mother, priest, I'll shave your crown for this, or all my fence shall fail. Medici te ipsum. Protector, see to it well. Protect yourself!
The winds grow high, so do your stomachs, lords. How irksome is this music to my heart. When such strings jar, what hope of harmony? I pray, my lords, let me compound this strife.
A miracle!
What means this noise? Fellow, what miracle dost thou proclaim?
A miracle! A miracle!
Come to the king and tell him what miracle.
Forsooth, a blind man at St. Alban's shrine within this half hour hath received his sight. A man that ne'er saw in his life before.
Now God be praised that to believing souls gives light in darkness, comfort in despair.
Here comes the townsman on procession to present your highness with the man.
Great is his comfort in this earthly vale, although by his sight his sin be multiplied.
Stand by, my masters. Bring him near the king. His highness' pleasure is to talk with him.
Good fellow, tell us here the circumstance, that we for thee may glorify the Lord. What, hast thou been long blind and now restored?
Born blind, and please your grace.
Aye, indeed was he.
What woman is this?
His wife, and like your worship.
Hadst thou been his mother, thou couldst have better told.
Where wert thou born?
At Berwick in the north, and like your grace.
Poor soul. God's goodness hath been great to thee. Let never day nor night unhallowed pass, but still remember what the Lord hath done.
Tell me, good fellow, camest thou here by chance, or of devotion to this holy shrine?
God knows, of pure devotion, being called 100 times and oftener in my sleep by good St. Alban, who said, Simon, come. Come offer at my shrine, and I will help thee.
Most true, forsooth. And many time enough myself have heard the voice to call him so.
What art thou lame?
Aye, God Almighty, help me.
How camest thou, sir?
A fall off of a tree.
A plum tree, master.
How long hast thou been blind?
Oh, born so, master.
What, and wouldst climb a tree?
But that in all my life, when I was a youth.
Too true. And bought his climbing very dear.
Mass, thou lovedst plums well, that wouldst venture so.
Alas, good master, My wife desired some damsons and made me climb with danger of my life.
A subtle knave, but yet it shall not serve. Let me see thine eyes. Wink now. Now open them. In my opinion, yet thou seest not well.
Yes, master. Clear as day. I thank God and St. Alban.
Sayest thou me so? What colour is this cloak of?
Red, master. Red as blood.
My, that's well said. What colour is my gown of?
Black. Forsooth, called black as jet.
Why then, thou knowest what colour jet is of.
And yet, I think, jet did he never see.
But cloaks and gowns before this day are many.
Never before this day in all his life.
Tell me, sirrah, what's my name?
Alas, master, I know not.
Well, what's his name?
I know not.
Nor his?
No, indeed, master.
What's thine own name?
Saunders Simcox, and if it please you, master.
Then, Saunders, sit there. The lyingest knave in Christendom. If thou hadst been born blind, thou mightst as well have known all our names as thus to name the several colours we do wear. Sight may distinguish of colours, but suddenly to nominate them all, it is impossible. My lords, St. Alban here hath done a miracle. And would ye not think his cunning to be great that could restore this cripple to his legs again?
Oh, master, that you could.
My masters of St. Albans, have you not beadles in your town and things called whips?
Yes, my lord, if it please your grace.
Then send for one presently.
Sirrah, go fetch the beadle hither. Straight.
Now fetch me a stool hither by and by. Now sit down. If you mean to save yourself from whipping, leap me over this stool and run away.
Alas, master, I am not able to stand alone. You go about to torture me in vain.
Well, sir, we must have you find your legs. Sit a beadle. Whip him till he leap over that same stool.
Ooh. I will, my lord. Come on, sirrah. Off with your doublet, quickly.
Oh. Alas, master, what shall I do? I am not able to stand.
Oh, God, seest thou this and bearest so long?
It made me laugh to see the villain run.
Follow the knave and take this drab away.
Alas, sir, we did it for pure need.
Let them be whipped through every market town till they come to Berwick from whence they came.
The country has done a miracle today.
True, made the lame to leap and fly away.
But you have done more miracles than I. You made in a day, my lord, whole towns to fly.
What tidings with our cousin Buckingham?
Such as my heart doth tremble to unfold. A sort of naughty persons lewdly bent under the countenance and confederacy of Lady Eleanor, the protector's wife, the ringleader and head of all this rout, have practiced dangerously against your state, dealing with witches and with conjurers whom we have apprehended in the fact, raising up wicked spirits from underground, demanding of King Henry's life and death, and other of your Highness's Privy Council, as more at large your grace shall understand.
And so, my Lord Protector, by this means your lady is forthcoming yet at London. This news, I think, hath turned your weapon's edge. 'Tis like, my Lord, you will not keep your hour.
Ambitious churchman, leave to afflict my heart. Sorrow and grief have vanquished all my powers, and vanquished as I am, I yield to thee or to the meanest groom.
Oh, God, what mischiefs work the wicked ones, heaping confusion on their own heads thereby.
Gloucester, see here the tincture of thy nest, and look thyself be faultless, thou wert best.
Madam, for myself to heaven I do appeal, how I have loved my king and commonweal, and for my wife, I know not how it stands. Sorry I am to hear what I have heard. Noble she is, but if she have forgot honour and virtue and conversed with such as like to pitch defile nobility, I banish her my bed and company and give her as a prey to law and shame that hath dishonoured Gloucester's honest name.
Well, for this night we will repose us here. Tomorrow toward London back again, to look into this business thoroughly, and call these foul offenders to their answers, and poise the cause in justice equal scales, whose beam stands sure, whose rightful cause prevails.